Let's look at the miter saw, a very important tool in any construction shop, usually used for cross-cutting material to your desired length.
Ensure your long hair is tied back and your long sleeves are rolled up. Any rings, watches, and jewelry should be removed.
Make sure your hands are not in front of the blade during the operation.
The miter saw is pretty loud, so you should wear hearing protection at all times while the saw is in motion. As always, you need eye protection. You should never operate any machines while under the influence of medicine, drugs or alcohol, or you are fatigued.
Make sure all guards are in place and working well before turning on the saw. Obey any lockout tags. Make sure your stock is free from any nails, metal contaminants, or finishes, and is free of knots that may come loose. You also need to be sure about any recycled material you are using, that the dust you create is not toxic.
The miter saw can cut materials at angles other than 90 degrees.
Make sure your piece is appropriately marked and the saw is locked at the correct angle.
Turn the blade on before moving it down to cut, and make sure the blade comes to a complete stop before lifting it up again.
Take your time! Your body position should always be left of the blade assembly when operating the saw.
Make sure your left hand is at least 6 inches on the left-hand side of the blade. Never cross your arms to hold material. Students who are left-handed must actually use their right hand for cutting operations.
Make sure your workpiece is held tight against the fence rail, and there is no debris preventing the piece from being held tight. Never cut pieces shorter than 6 inches.
Watch for kickback when cutting off small pieces. This occurs when small pieces are caught by the blade and thrown off, which could hit you or others in the area. Look around and ensure your path of kickback is clear.
Ensure you are aware of the blade path before you make your cut. Always keep your hands away from the path. If you are doing repetitive work, think about standing in a good ergonomic body position.
Never force stock toward or away from the blade while it's cutting to prevent jamming the blade. Also, never try to grab cutoffs until the saw is completely stopped. Long boards should be supported safely. Use a buddy to help out if necessary.
It's important to brush or vacuum debris out at the end of the operation. Make sure the stop button is secure and there is no possibility of your blade moving. Let's check it out again to be tool safe. Make sure stock is free of loose knots, nails, or other hazards. Always wear eye and hearing protection while operating saws. Hold material and blade handle from a left side position. Do not cross over. Do not cut material less than 6 inches in length, and when your piece is long, use another person. Clean up your workspace afterwards.